Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day. Let me encourage you from this wonderful scripture in the book of Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 25. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Isn't that amazing, my dear brothers and sisters, that these are the words of Jehovah from prophet Isaiah, and he reminds his people on forgiveness and how he blots out our sins and he remembers them no more. Lewis Lemon said, forgiveness when God buries our sins and does not mark the grave. Isn't that beautiful? I repeat, forgiveness is when God buries our sins and does not mark the grave. Many Christians have suffered great emotional, mental, and even physical disorders throughout life because they could never accept the fact that God has totally forgiven them. And that's a big challenge. Yeah. To remind ourselves and to be in a place of understanding that God has forgiven us is of paramount importance in every believer's life. My dear brothers and sisters, how important it is to realize then that when God offers us his forgiveness, it is never a partial but always a total forgiveness. The slate is forever clean. In God's family, there are only forgiven children. Then if we are forgiven by God, we are to accept with gratitude his cleansing provision and by his help, blot out from our memories all hurting reminders of the past. We should also become a more forgiving person with others, free of resentments and prejudices that will shackle our spiritual lives. Someone has made this humorous but wise observation. Christians should keep a symmetry in which to bury the faults and failures of their fellow believers. My dear people of God, let's exercise forgiveness in our own families and our own homes. And let's also not only exercise, but thank God that we are forgiven, that you are forgiven, that your sins are blotted out. I like what Micah says in the book of Micah 7, chapter 7, verse 18 and 19. He says, who is like God? Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all the sins into the depths of the sea. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful scripture? I love that. Praise the Lord. Mighty brothers and sisters, remember no more your sins because they are forgiven, and rejoice and bless the name of the living God today. Amen. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we are so grateful to you for your son Jesus, whom you sent to die on the cross of Calvary, that by the shedding of his blood we are forgiven. By his death we have life and life more in abundance. That by his wounds and stripes on his back, we were healed and made whole. That by him wearing the crown of thorns, he poured out his soul unto death, so that our soul will live. And we are so, so grateful to you for your sacrifice, Jesus. Abba Father, we thank you for your love. Thank you that you blot out our transgressions and you remember them no more. You cast them into the deepest parts of the sea that no one can even go fishing. You cannot bring that out. Oh Lord Jesus, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Abba Father. Give us the heart of God. Give us the heart of Jesus that we'll be able to forgive and we'll also be able to forget. Oh Lord, our memories will be healed. Every memory of hurt of the past, every betrayal of the past, oh Lord, will be healed in Jesus' name. And Lord God Almighty, that we look forward to what God has in store for our lives in Jesus' name. Today, Lord God Almighty, give grace to your people to know for themselves that they are forgiven and they are created to forgive others as well. this morning. Lord God Almighty, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I pray blessings upon them. I pray that, Lord, you will lead them and guide them. And Lord, you will keep them from the evil one. And Lord, I pray that you will enlarge their territory and increase their borders. I also pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. Rebuke every manner of sickness, because, Lord, we know that sickness does not come from you. It comes from the pit of hell, and therefore we rebuke it. We cast it out in Jesus' name. And I speak health, strength, vigor, vitality into the hearts, into the minds, and into the bodies of your people, that they will be healed and whole by the power of your Spirit. We thank you. We give you the glory and honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.